AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today. Ed Donahue reports on how it went.
The president had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, but with Zelensky in the room, he was reluctant.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
Vladimir Putin says the addition of Tomahawks would further strain the U.S.-Russian relationship. Zelensky says Russia is weak.
They have a lot of losses and in economy and people, and I think this is a very important moment.
President Trump was asked if Putin is just buying time.
I've been played all my life by the best of them, and I came out really well. So it's possible, yeah, a little time. It's all right.
But he feels Russia is ready to make a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. forces in the Caribbean have seized survivors after a strike on what President Trump says was a drug-carrying submarine. Hai Panjwani has this one.
It's believed to be at least the sixth strike since August, and the first to result in survivors who were picked up by the U.S. military. It's not immediately clear what would be done with the individuals who were believed to be held aboard a U.S. military vessel. President Trump justified the strikes by asserting that the United States is engaged in an armed conflict with drug cartels. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
The International Red Cross has received remains believed to be those of another hostage from Gaza and is transferring them to the Israeli military. The Trump administration's asked the Supreme Court to allow the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area. The emergency appeal comes after a federal judge blocked for at least 2 weeks the deployment of Guard members from Illinois and Texas to assist immigration enforcement. And Britain's Prince Andrew is giving up his royal title as the Duke of York after his friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein returned to the headlines. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed out a winning week on Wall Street, but only after several days of bumpy trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 0.5%. The S&P had its best week since August, but that came only after the index went on a roller coaster ride for much of the week. Stocks went through some jagged swings as worries built about small and mid-sized banks, as well as the souring trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Bank stocks steadied themselves on Friday, while President Trump eased some of the trade concerns after saying high tariffs on China are not sustainable. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing the Trump administration for imposing a $100,000 annual fee for new H-1B visa applications, saying it would significantly harm U.S. businesses. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.